Welcome to another episode of Big Boys Neighborhood on Demand.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, Big Boys Neighborhood. Don't forget Big Boys Bankroll. It is back.
It is back.
Tomorrow morning, starting at 8:25. Your chance at $1,000 happens every hour. And remember, I can't call your name if I don't have your name. So make sure you register right now at real923la.com. Keyword bankroll. Big Boys Neighborhood. We got a whole lot more show. Thank you for being in the neighborhood. We got more show for you. So continue to hang out with us. Louis G got an all new Mom Knows Best.
Yeah, man. We'll see if my mom's happy that football season is back, man.
She got to be, man.
And we'll figure out what team she's really.
All the tailgating and everything.
All the tailgating. We'll figure out what team she's really cheering for.
Hey, man.
We got a house divided right now.
Hey,
bro.
Dude. Oh, yeah.
Hell, yeah.
Hey, dude, I love that video you showed us. I don't know, like, probably 7 years ago when your mom got into that fight at the, what was it, Chargers? When she,
it was the Chargers Raiders
that was
game?
But that was before they moved to L.A.
Yeah,
though.
We were in San Diego.
Okay, yeah. She was brawling, man. Everybody that came near, she just knocking them out. So we got an all-new Mom Knows Best, man. Football season, it is here. And Ani is up in here. In case you missed it, we got
Logic.
My brother Logic for In Case You Missed It.
Big, he threw the first pitch at the Yankees game, but the piece that I have right here is how he discovered some people on TikTok and put them on his album.
Yeah, man, I love that. In case you missed it with Logic and also Natalia, do you hire your spending?
I do.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about it as a story.
Yeah. No, there's a new survey says. It shows how many people hide what they spend from their partner. Like, oh, I didn't, you know, I don't want to tell you how much my Amazon bill is. I don't need to tell you that I just went shopping in the mall and bought some new kicks. Yeah. But the amount of people is so.
Do you leave stuff in the trunk?
I do.
Okay, I thought that was just Veronica.
Nope, that is okay. Also me.
There it is. All righty, well, do you hide your spending? And also, Ani?
Yeah?
Okay.
Oh, okay.
What? Are we going to do this? Yeah. How do you know the sex will be good?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to tell you guys.
We should probably put this story to somebody else.
No. I got this, you guys. I know how to handle this because
of
this woman.
You, do.
You have so much experience.
Yes, not me, but the lady, the sexpert, has experience. And she's a professional. Oh. She broke it down big. And I was like looking at this. I'm like, whoa, do I have these traits in me? Am I going to, you know, be great or what?
Yeah. That's why they listen.
Why?
How do you know the sex will be good? So we got all that and more. All new Mom Knows Best football season with Louis G and his mom. In case you missed it, we got Logic. Do you hide your spending? Mm-hmm. And also, how do you know the sex will be good? What? All that and more. Y'all continue to hang out with us. Big Boys Big Neighborhood.
This is Big Boy on Demand.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop. Big Boys Big Neighborhood. Boy. Don't forget Big Boys Bankroll. It is back.
It is back.
Tomorrow morning, starting at 8:25. Your chance at $1,000 happens every hour. And remember, I can't call your name if I don't have your name. So make sure you register right now at real923la.com. Keyword bankroll. Big Boys Neighborhood. Phone tap on the 10s time right here, man. Little bit of Marvelous Marvel. Wouldn't you love to win a trip to Wakanda?
Yes,
and all sorts of Marvel prizes. Uh-huh. This lady loved it until she hated it. Let's go to get it to your phone tap on the 10s right here. Big Boys
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy.
Hello, may I speak to please?
This is she.
My name is Luther Lufe. I'm from the Wakandians, and I was calling to yes, ma'am. I was calling to let you know that you are our grand prize winner for the Marvelous Marvel weekend. You won a trip for two to Wakanda. So congratulations.
Oh my God, yes. Oh.
The Zero to Superhero Weekend.
This is going to be huge.
We got all the specialties. We got the Wakandiacs. We got Kendrick Lamar from afar. He's not going to be performing there, but he's going to be there via satellite.
Crazy. Now, will you send me everything?
Let me get that credit card so we can go ahead and get everything started.
Wait a minute. You said I won.
Yeah. This is all expenses paid by you. So if we can just get this credit card.
Oh, my God. All expenses paid. Then I don't want it. That's bull.
But you already said you were going to do it, ma'am. You already said you bring.
I'm not going to do it because that's not right.
Ma'am.
Why not throw in my whole family, if I gotta pay on it, that makes no sense.
Okay, well, let's do it.
No, I'm not interested.
Okay, well, you're not going to Wakanda either then. You know,
I don't want to go then.
Because
why should I? I'd have to pay for it and I'd choose somewhere else to go. That's ridiculous.
You don't want to come to the Black Panther? You don't want to go from
no,
Zero
I don't
to Superhero?
Go to the Black
so you don't want to go to Wakanda?
No, I don't.
I'm going to give it to the next person. All we need now from you is a $1,376 for the actual cancellation fee.
You know what, buddy? You better take your cancellation fee and stick it so far because you ain't getting from me.
I'm going to completely take you off of this then. All righty? And don't call back crying about how you want.
I wouldn't call you. You people,
ma'am.
You got problems. You know what? Wow. I should call the police department.
You have a...
How dare you try to scam somebody, especially when it involves children.
I hope you don't use that mouth to kiss your kids.
Yeah, I sure do, and I'll kiss anybody with this mouth. I don't really give a...
You've really changed since the first lady that I got on the phone.
I guess so. Did you? You're a scammer now.
Alrighty, well,
and I don't know how you sleep at night. That
with my eyes closed. Thank you so much.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah,
buddy.
I'm
that's
sleeping on what?
Great. Good. You go sleep on your island. I hope you get a panther right up the.
Man,
go yourself. You, buddy. You.
Phone taps on the tins every hour, every day, right here at Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy.
Big Boy.
And we want you to join us VIP style. That's right, VIP style to watch Chloe perform on the iHeartRadio Daytime Stage in Vegas. What you got to do is go to the iHeartRadio Daytime Stage page on AXS.com, click on the iHeart Personality option, and enter the keyword Big Boy, B-I-G-B-O-Y. Hurry, there are only 50 spaces available in Big Boy's Neighborhood private viewing area, so get yours to see Chloe right now.
This is Big Boy's Neighborhood on demand.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip hop. Big Boy's Neighborhood. Don't forget Big Boy's Bankroll. It is back. Your chance at $1,000 happens every hour at 825, 925, and 1025. Yeah. And the winning starts tomorrow at 825, calling out that first name. It won't be yours if you didn't register. So make sure you register at real923la.com. Keyword Bankroll. Register right now. Big Boy's Bankroll. It is back up in here. Big Boy's Neighborhood. Luigi the dog ate my ticket.
All right, listen up. If you've ever had puppies in your life, you know that they tear through everything and anything, bro. And probably one of the worst things is tearing through a winning lottery ticket that you just scratched up.
You'd be like, man, you couldn't just eat my shoes?
100%. That's what happened to this Oregon couple. They said they took off, they left the little puppies at home, and they had this lottery winning ticket on the table. The puppies managed to get it. They ripped it up, and when they got home, they're like, dude, what the hell?
Did they know it was a winning ticket?
Yes.
Oh,
it was torn up into pieces. And they were just like, oh, my gosh, what the hell do we do? So they decided to do something and kind of piece it together with tape. It wasn't really fully together because they kind of were missing a couple pieces. And they ended up sending it to the lottery with the picture of the puppy saying, hey, I'm sorry, but my dog ate my winning ticket.
Yeah, that's worse than my, ate my homework.
100%. Dude, what ended up happening? A couple weeks later, they sent him a ticket for the money.
Really?
Yeah, man. Imagine if that ticket would have been gone, just completely torn.
So they sent them another ticket? Together.
No, they sent them the money that they won on the ticket.
Oh, you said they sent them the ticket for the money.
Oh, no, no.
So they sent them the money for the ticket.
They sent them
how
the money for the
you
ticket.
Know?
$8.
Hey, man. Are you serious?
When I saw this headline, I was like, oh my gosh. I wonder how much they're going to lose.
Oh, man.
How much is
Man, I'm glad you didn't tell me that before.
No, dog.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's all, you know, that's almost a gallon of gas some places. Yeah, you know.
Oh my gosh.
Oh man, all that work. Can you imagine coming home like this would have changed our lives? $8.
It was an $8 ticket, bro. So
it went too far.
Yeah.
$8 for sure.
Hey man, I had no idea that it was $8.
I know.
Oh,
when
man.
I read it, I was expecting like, yeah, they must have got that big check in the mail, or they must have gone to the location and picked up that big check and took the picture.
Can you imagine? Like waiting on the mailman, or like, oh my God, dude.
They
like,
sent it?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, forget that. Who wants cheese on a burger? Who wants cheese on a burger, huh? Yeah.
Wait, not
the guacamole, too, but you know what I'm saying? I get the guacamole, you get the cheese. I scrape some of the guacamole off of it and share it.
Amen,
there it is.
$8.
I'm rich. All righty. I'll stick around y'all radios, Big Boy's Big Neighborhood.
You're checking out another full show episode podcast of Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, Big Boy's Bankroll. It is back tomorrow. Your chance at $1,000 starts at 825. Make sure you register right now at real923la.com. Keyword Bankroll. Can't call your name for $1,000 of bankroll if I don't have your name.
Yep.
So it's just as simple as that. Make sure you go ahead and register right now. Big Boy's Big Neighborhood, boy. Ani is up in here. What up, Ani?
What up, Big?
Oh, nothing. What you got?
How can you tell if the sex is going to be good?
How can you tell?
Oh, I don't know. We're going to learn together.
I don't have to learn, but go ahead.
Well, actually, this is some stuff I'm learning, and I want to know if you guys guys think this is true. Like, is this really how you could tell? But there was a sex expert, and she was like, look, there's four things you have to look for when you're on a date or you meet someone, and that's how you can tell they're going to be good in bed. Mm-hmm. The first one is that they talk a lot. Because if they talk a lot, it says that chances are they're going to try to understand you and make sure you're having a good time.
Gotcha. Okay.
You guys agree with that?
Communication. Mm-hmm. You know, because even with your longtime partner, too, first night, long time, you want to, you know, you want to listen and hopefully y'all communicate on what you enjoy as well.
Yeah, because I do hear people say, like, oh, I was never satisfied, but I didn't tell him.
Yeah,
so
tell me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
The second one is eye contact, because it says if you maintain good eye contact, it triggers, like, this chemical that just goes out and it shows that you're not afraid of emotional intimacy.
All right.
Do you guys agree?
What you looking at? Don't be looking at me.
Sorry.
What are you looking at?
Sorry.
Some pretty ass eyes.
She just had really nice eyes.
Yeah, Natalia, as soon as she said that, Natalia just looked at me. I got all scared and prepared. You know what I mean?
And Nick, I hope you agree with this one, because this is definitely you, but funny people.
Go ahead now.
It says
can you not think
factor.
Of me that way, please?
Oh, sorry. It just, I didn't think of it.
It makes you real awkward.
You know that funny sex?
You know what I'm saying? Like,
the best.
Yeah,
he's funny too.
All three of those I'm good at.
So. You are.
It's just the whole sex thing I fall off on.
That's a big part of it.
But this is the last one. I think you have this. Well, you maybe have this. I don't know about this. But a smooth smoocher.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I got that.
Yeah, it says if you're bad at that.
I'm 4 for 4.
Yeah. Nice.
So do you guys agree with this? Do you guys think you're...
It's whatever.
I think the eye contact is kind of awkward, especially with like a one-night stand.
Well, at your
thing.
Height, you know what I'm saying?
It never really is.
We got to factor in your height, too, you know? He said a one-night stand.
I'm just saying. It's
remember,
awkward.
We've never had those.
Oh, yeah.
This dude, man. This dude over here, man. Facts. We heard.
Yeah. Asking for a friend.
Yeah, you know.
I had one.
But and then it did give you guys some red flags of things to watch out for. You guys,
oh, Natalia, I want to ask you a question so bad, but I don't want you to answer it in public. But go ahead.
I really want to know what you're
No.
But it says if someone eats really fast and you're at dinner or something, that means they're really bad in bed.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. Fast eaters?
They're just trying to finish fast and then get over it and not really trying to please anyone.
I see Jose is conveniently out the room. Yeah.
That's true.
And then if they move fast, too, that means that they're just going to go, you know,
right,
and done.
You see me? I move real slow. I got it all, baby Paul. You know what I'm saying? I still don't believe that. How can I have all that and be like this in bed? All right, y'all continue to hang out with us, Big Boys Neighborhood.
This is Big Boys Neighborhood on demand.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip hop, Big Boys Bankroll. It is back. Your chance at $1,000 begins tomorrow at 8:25. Yes. We're going to call out a name to get that $1,000. It could be yours if you already registered at real923la.com, keyword bankroll. If you did not, it won't be your name.
Yeah, man.
Can't call your name if I don't have your name. So make sure you register right now and register early. I'm telling you, at real923la.com, keyword bankroll. Big Boys Neighborhood, Louis G up in here. What up, Lou Doll?
Oh, listen to this story. And I think, Natalia, you're going to be a little scared about this. So this story comes out of Turkey, right? They said there's a two-year-old who was playing in the backyard. Mm. And after a couple of minutes of playing in the backyard, they heard this loud scream. And it was the baby just screaming out loud. So the parents run back there, and they realize that there is a bite mark on her lip.
Oh, hell no.
And there's a snake
in
her hand and on her lip still. They go, they figure out that it was a snake, they tear the snake apart, and the snake is dead. How the hell did the snake die?
Oh, gangster.
The little two-year-old bit the hell out of that snake and killed it.
Bite me
right
and I'll bite you back.
Yes.
Bite me and I'll bite you back.
Imagine that, bro. Her little teeth were just like, and killed the snake itself. They said they ended up rushing her to the hospital. They had her on observation for 24 hours, and she ended up recovering well.
Yeah, now she's
killed
that damn snake. Now she's a superhero, right?
Yeah.
Snake girl.
Yeah, she little snake girl. You know what I'm saying? The Python princess.
Hey. The one thing that
you
I
gotta
don't...
love it.
The one thing that I don't
understand. The boa babe.
The boa babe.
Go ahead.
The one thing that I don't understand, they're saying that neighbors saw her playing with the snake in her backyard, and it was like in her hand, and I was just like.
We probably picturing a different kind of snake. It was probably like a little garden snake or something
maybe it
like
was,
that.
But it just sounds crazy.
The story sounds good if it was a big ass like boa constrictor or a python or something.
Ice Cube
like
was
that.
Involved with Jennifer Lopez.
Anaconda.
Movie.
And then Anaconda came out.
Yeah, but it's probably, you know, but either or, if a garden snake, you wouldn't want that around John Matthew.
Hell no.
You know what I'm saying?
He got stung by a bee one time, and it's because he picked it up, and I thought it was a rock, and then he put it in his mouth.
Ooh.
And then he was, and then looked at me like, what just happened?
He's like, you're supposed to watch me better.
I know. like, I'm sorry.
I remember one time, man, Jaden was like, kept rubbing his nose, and he was a kid. We were like, man, something's going on.
Yeah.
And he just kept tapping on his nose. Then you, and these are kids, bro.
Yeah.
We looked. Vetta was like, he has something in his nose. We got a flashlight. You know how when you have like a pen and it has a spring in it?
Yeah.
He put that spring in his nose,
bro.
Oh,
my God.
So I had to grab tweezers and pull this. Oh, my God. That's one of those things where you have to do it at the house by yourself, because if you call somebody, they're going to take your child away. You know?
Child service is low.
To this day, I'm going to text them now. Like, dude, how did you get that spring in your nose? All righty, y'all stick around. Y'all radio's Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Neighborhood on demand. Full show episodes posted daily. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, Big Boy TV. For more, check out RadioBigBoy.com.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, Big Boys Bankroll. It is back. Your chance at $1,000 begins tomorrow at 8:25. Yes. We're going to call out a name to get that $1,000. It could be yours if you already registered at Real923LA.com, keyword Bankroll. If you did not, it won't be your name.
Yeah, man.
Can't call your name if I don't have your name. So make sure you register right now and register early. I'm telling you, at Real923LA.com, keyword Bankroll. Big Boys Big Neighborhood, boy. Louis G up in here. What up, Lou Doll?
Oh, listen to this story. And I think, Natalia, you're going to be a little scared about this. So this story comes out of Turkey, right? They said there's a 2-year-old who was playing in the backyard. Mm. And after a couple of minutes of playing in the backyard, they heard this loud scream. And it was the baby just screaming out loud. So the parents run back there, and they realize that there is a bite mark on her lip.
Oh, hell no.
And there's a snake
in
her hand and on her lip still. They go. They figure out that it was a snake. They tear the snake apart, and the snake is dead. How the hell did the snake die?
Oh, gangster.
The little 2-year-old bit the hell out of that snake and killed it.
Bite me
right
and I'll bite you back.
Yes.
Bite me and I'll bite you back.
Imagine that, bro. Her little teeth were just like, and killed the snake itself. They said they ended up rushing her to the hospital. They had her on observation for 24 hours, and she ended up becoming, like, recovering well.
Man, now
but
she's
killed
a
that snake.
Now she's a superhero, right?
Yeah.
Snake girl.
She little snake girl. You know what I'm saying? The Python princess.
Hey. The one thing that
you
I
gotta
don't,
love it.
The one thing that I don't
understand. The boa babe.
The boa babe.
Names, go ahead.
The one thing that I don't understand, they're saying that neighbors saw her playing with the snake in her backyard, and it was like in her hand, and I was just like,
we probably picturing a different kind of snake. It was probably like a little garden snake or something.
Maybe it
like
was,
that.
But it just sounds, you know, crazy.
Yeah, the story sounds good if it was a big ass like boa constrictor or a python or
an
something.
An Ice Cube
like
was
that.
Involved with Jennifer Lopez.
Anaconda.
Movie.
And then Anaconda came out.
Yeah, but it's probably, you know, but either or, if a garden snake, you wouldn't want that around John Matthew.
Hell no.
You know what I'm saying?
He got stung by a bee one time, and it's because he picked it up, and I thought it was a rock, and then he put it in his mouth.
Ooh.
And then he was, and then looked at me like, what just happened?
He's like, you're supposed to watch me better.
I know. like, I'm sorry.
I remember one time, man, Jaden was like, kept rubbing his nose when he was a kid. We were like, man, something's going on.
Yeah.
And he just kept tapping on his nose. Then you, and these are kids, bro.
Yeah.
We looked. Vetta was like, he has something in his nose. We got a flashlight. You know how when you have like a pen and it has a spring in it?
Yeah.
He put that spring in his nose,
bro.
Oh,
my God.
So I had to grab tweezers and pull this. Oh, my God. That's one of those things where you have to do it at the house by yourself, because if you call somebody, they're going to take your child away. You know?
Child service
spring?
Is low.
To this day, I'm going to text them now. Like, dude, how did you get that spring in your nose? All righty, y'all stick around. Y'all radio's Big Boys Neighborhood.
This is Big Boys Neighborhood on demand.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop. Big Boys
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy.
Don't forget Big Boys Bankroll. It is back. Your chance at $1,000 happens every hour at 8:25, 9:25, and 10:25. We're going to call out that first name. Bankroll is back tomorrow at 8:25. Remember, I can't call your name to get you that $1,000 if
right.
I don't have your name. So make sure you register right now at real923la.com, keyword Bankroll. Big Boys
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy.
Ani's up in here. What up, Ani?
What up, Big?
Oh, that's in what we got.
Is coming back.
The movie Saw.
Yeah,
all righty.
Big, they just announced that the 10th movie is going to be coming out, but it's not going to be coming until next year, October 27, 2023. But I want them to stop it right now before production even started.
The 10th movie?
Yes, it doesn't even sound good.
Dude, we got Fast and Furious and Saw trying to do these double digits.
Yeah.
Wow. The 10th Saw?
Big,
I can't tell you the last Saw that I saw. No pun intended. Yeah.
I've never seen a saw.
Really?
Never seen it.
Never?
Too, like, that's the type of scary
movie
that I don't
saw?
Like. No.
Oh, okay. Wow.
It's not the type of scary movie I like. I like more, like, either ghosts or haunted houses, but the ones where, like, people get tortured, that's, like, a big fear of mine. So, yeah, I can't do it. Yeah.
I wonder if I've ever seen a saw.
Oh, you it's where the guy's like leg was tied up and he wakes up and he's like, I want to play a game with you. And then like, yeah.
I want to play a game.
Oh, I'd be so scared if that happened to me.
I don't think I've seen a saw.
Oh, we can watch it together, you guys.
No, I don't want to watch it.
Oh, you got 10 of them to pick from.
Yeah. We have a lot in common. We do radio.
Yeah, that's true.
We have
I just like it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to add it to the list.
We have something in common. We both wearing black t-shirts. There it is. We got a lot in common.
Yay.
You know what I'm saying? We pound each other in the morning.
Pound.
Fist pound, that is. Fist bump.
Yeah,
I don't want nobody thinking anything else. That's long over.
Funny so long.
Yeah, man.
But make these Saw movies. I need you guys to either watch them with me, the first few of them.
You wanted to stop, but you want us to watch it with you.
Because I like the first five. I like the first five, but after that, I just feel like they were pulling
strings. No, because if I watch the first five, then I got to watch the next four. Then I got to wait to 2023 to watch the next one.
No, because you'll be like, they should have just stopped it right here. Because even one of the main characters passed away.
So why would I waste my time?
It's not wasting. You're going to see things in Saw where you're like, oh my gosh, I should be careful of scaring people or being mean to people.
I already know that.
But Big, can you guess what the number one movie franchise is?
Really? Franchise?
Yeah.
It's not none of that, like, Marvel stuff?
Oh, you got it. Oh, my gosh. I didn't know that. I thought it was Star Wars.
I would think that, Marvel or Star Wars would be over. I think it would be over the Saw.
Yeah, sure.
All righty. Y'all stick around. Y'all radio's Big Boys Neighborhood.
Welcome to Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Neighborhood. Natalia is up in here. Natalia, what we got?
Secrets.
Man, is it a survey?
It is a little bit of a...
Do I say it or not?
Don't say it.
All right, survey says...
Survey says...
Even if it's not a survey, I like it.
Yeah. 9 out of 10 people have confessed to hiding spending from their partner.
Yeah.
Okay. My wife, to this day,
Veronica don't know how much I lost in the restaurant, baby.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Oh.
I wouldn't even be here. Did she find out? Y'all have rest in peace t-shirts.
Oh my gosh. Y'all spray paint and stuff.
Yeah,
no. So the survey found that, and this is like innocent keeping the secret from your partner. This was 9 out of 10 people said that they keep some kind of spending secret from their partner. Like there was one girl, she said that she didn't tell her partner that she actually hires a cleaning service to clean their house and that she'll even come home early and like kind of mess it up slightly so he doesn't realize, only because like it just helps them out, but she's like doesn't want to, you know, show him that he, you know,
she doesn't clean up.
That she doesn't clean.
Amen. Hey, that's her thing. You know what I'm saying?
If Matt found out
who live without sin,
how much I spend on Starbucks,
right,
he would be like, you need to quit coffee right now. Like that's just ridiculous. Like let's stop doing it.
Do you buy a Starbucks every day?
No, but I would say at
are
least
you average five a week?
Four to five a week.
I
went yesterday.
Go ahead
and the day before yesterday.
All righty. What about you? Any secret spending, Ani?
For my parents, my mom got really upset with me about extensions. She's like, stop doing extensions.
Like hair extensions?
Yeah, and I did it again, so I had to like tie my hair up.
Are you
all
in extensions
time.
Now?
Now, no.
Okay.
I stopped now. I learned. But
all right.
I had
ran
to
out of money.
Yeah.
But they actually said that, like, keeping this secret, which is a very innocent secret, like something
really secret,
actually strengthens a relationship because the person that's keeping the secret will overcompensate in other ways because they feel a little guilty about, like, spending the extra money. So maybe they'll, like, take out the trash more.
Well,
maybe
Veronica owed me a lot of overcompensation. All righty. For those out there, y'all hit us up. What secret did you keep? Alrighty, what secret do you keep? Hit us up 866-246-8923. That's 866-246-8923. Light, innocent. We don't want to hear nobody talking about that they got dead bodies or anything. You know? we don't need that. You know what I'm saying? What secret do or did you keep? Hit us up 866-246-8923. Big Boy Neighborhood.
I ain't leaving this neighborhood.
Big
Boy.
Hey, it is your partner, Big Boy from Big Boy's Neighborhood on iHeartRadio. We have the most fun on your radio. We got Russell Peters in the neighborhood.
The whole thing is tied together.
Right.
See, the first time I got booed off stage
was with us.
Was with you. And then the first time I got kicked out of a limo
was
from you.
Me.
Oh my
hey, man,
gosh,
that's
what?
Probably.
You kicked him out of a limo?
Hey, yeah, you didn't know me. I was just some punk who just got booed off stage.
We were doing a show in Toronto. As he tells a story, which I vaguely remember. Okay, I remember. Was, so where did you go seek refuge at?
I walked out of the building. I see a limo sitting in front. I open the door. There's nobody in it. And I went inside and sat there because there was nobody around me. I'm like, this is quiet in here. And then I see a little all access pass. And then I had that and I put it around my neck.
Oh.
And then you open the door and go, who the fuck are you? And I go, oh, I'm the comedian. I was just on stage. Where the fuck you get that pass from?
Damn.
I get the fuck out the limo. Give me the damn pass back. I was like, yeah, sorry, man.
I probably didn't say it like that. I probably was like, hey, man, you need to get the fuck out this limo. Give me that motherfucker. Pass back, you know?
Yeah, pretty much like that.
Yeah, sorry.
I may have been
that.
Paraphrasing.
And look where we are now. You know what I'm saying?
And you wonder why you weren't invited to the wedding?
Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio. Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip hop. And don't forget, Big Boy's Bankroll. It is back starting tomorrow at 8:25. Your chance at $1,000 happens every hour at 8:25, 9:25, and 10:25. Can't call your name if we don't have your name, so make sure you register right now at real923la.com, keyword bankroll. Maybe I'll call your name out tomorrow. I got to call someone's name out, right? So it could be yours, real923la.com, keyword bankroll. Big Boy's Neighborhood, we were asking, what secret did you keep? What secret do you keep? Let's bring Gio into the neighborhood, see what's going down with Gio. All righty now. Gio, hello. Well, we lost Gio. All right, we know what that secret is. Bring Shannon into the neighborhood. Shannon, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Shannon. Shannon, what secret did you keep or what secret do you keep?
Well, my ex-boyfriend and I both kept a secret for about 6 years. The whole 6 years we were together. Neither of us passed gas in front of one another.
Really? 6 years?
We kept that in.
Spontaneous combustion, huh? Wow. Yeah, that's why y'all didn't last, because y'all couldn't get past that.
I know. That's why it didn't work.
Six years of not passing gas in front of each other?
Oh, wow.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Did you guys ever have a conversation?
We lived together.
Wow. I bet y'all couldn't wait to get in the car to go to work.
Right?
Yeah, man.
Always walking out of the room.
Yeah,
I got to go get something.
Where you going? 7-Eleven. I'll be back. Yeah. I heard that. Did y'all ever have a conversation about it? Like, you know, we don't pass gas in front of each other. Or y'all just noticed
it? We did at one point. He was like, I've never done that. I was like, I ain't either. So.
That's crazy. Are you in a relationship now?
Barely.
Okay,
starting a new one.
Man, and start that one off. Drop some mean ones in front of this person. You know what I'm saying? Like bomb burst fireworks. Like for real. Let's bring Sierra into the neighborhood, see what's going down with Sierra. Sierra, hello. Oh no, I will not use that one. All righty now. Yeah, what secret? She probably like, yeah, I called him and I had that was my secret. All right, now, Luigi, what secret did you keep?
I don't think Myra knows how much I spend on, like, barbecue grill accessories.
Really, though?
Yeah, like, I got a rotisserie. I got a kebab accessory.
Does Myra know how tall you really are? Because no one in the neighborhood knows how tall you really are.
Yeah, she does.
How tall are you?
5'4" and a half. Hey, bring out the what do you call it? The measurements.
Yeah. Whatever you call it.
Hey, measurement thing. Yeah.
Can somebody go give me a ruler? I'll put an end to this right now. Somebody go give me a ruler. I'll measure this dude. You know, we'll see how tall he really is.
Bring that thing out.
Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Welcome to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip hop. Don't forget Big Boy's Bankroll. It is back tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, at 8:25, we're going to call out that first name to get you that $1,000 from Big Boy's Bankroll. Make sure you register right now at real923la.com, keyword bankroll. Let's go to get it to your phone. Tap on the tens right here. Big Boy's Neighborhood. Pay very close attention.
Got your phone tapped. What you gonna do? All we need now is the right word or two to make it all stick like glue. Got you.
Hello, man. Speak to
please?
This is she.
My name is Luther Lufay. I'm from the Wakandians, and I was calling to... Yes, ma'am. I was calling to let you know that you are our grand prize winner for the Marvelous Marvel Weekend. You won a trip for two to Wakanda. So congratulations.
Oh, my God, yes. Oh,
the Zero to Superhero Weekend.
This is going to be huge.
We got all the specialties. We got the Wakandiacs. We got Kendrick Lamar from afar. He's not going to be performing there, but he's going to be there via satellite.
Crazy. Now, will you send me everything?
Let me get that credit card so we can go ahead and get everything started.
Wait a minute. You said I would.
Yeah, yeah. This is all expenses paid by you. So if we can just get this credit card.
Oh, my God. All expenses paid. Then I don't want it. That's bull.
But you already said you were going to do it, ma'am. You already
well,
said
no,
you bring.
I'm not going to do it because that's not right.
Ma'am.
Why not throw in my whole family, if I gotta pay on it, that makes no sense.
Okay, well, let's do it.
No, I'm not interested.
Okay, well, you're not going to Wakanda either then. You know,
I don't want to go then, because why should I? I'd have to pay for it, and I'd choose somewhere else to go. Okay. That's ridiculous.
You don't want to come to the Black Panther? You don't want to go from Zero to Superhero?
No, I don't want to go to the Black Panther.
So you don't want to go to Wakanda?
No, I don't.
I'm going to give it to the next person. All we need now from you is a $1,376 for the actual cancellation fee.
You know what, buddy? You better take your cancellation fee and stick it so far, because you ain't getting... from me.
I'm going to completely take you off of this then, all righty? And don't call back crying about how you want...
I wouldn't f***ing call you. You got f***ing problems. You know what?
Why?
I should f***ing call the police department.
You have a...
How dare you try to f***ing scam somebody,
you
especially when it involves children.
I hope you don't use that mouth to kiss your kids.
Yeah, I sure f***ing do, and I'll kiss anybody with this f***ing mouth. I don't really give a...
You've really changed since the first lady that I got on the phone.
I guess it's... How did you? No. You're a scammer now.
Alrighty, well,
I don't know how you sleep at night. That
with my eyes closed. Thank you so much.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah,
buddy.
I'm
that's
sleeping
real
on what?
Great. Good. You go sleep on your island. I hope you get a panther right up the.
Man,
go yourself. You, buddy. You.
Phone taps on the tins every hour, every day, right here at Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. And we want you to join us VIP style. That's right, VIP style to watch Chloe perform on the iHeartRadio Daytime Stage in Vegas. What you got to do is go to the iHeartRadio Daytime Stage page on AXS.com, click on the iHeart Personality option, and enter the keyword Big Boy, BIGBOY. Hurry, there are only 50 spaces available in Big Boy's neighborhood private viewing area, so get yours to see Chloe right now.
This is Big Boy's Neighborhood on Demand.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, Big Boy's Neighborhood. Alrighty, don't forget Big Boy's Bankroll. It is back officially starting tomorrow. Tomorrow at 8:25, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to call out that first name to get you that $1,000 at 8:25, 9:25, and 10:25 with the neighborhood.
I got the money.
Can't
right
call
here
your name if I don't have your name, so make sure you register at real923la.com. Keyword bankroll. Alrighty, I want to get right back into it. Big Boy's Neighborhood. What secret did you keep? What secret did you keep, or what secret are you keeping? Mm-hmm. Let's bring Courtney into the neighborhood. Let's see what's going down with Courtney. Courtney, hello. Courtney, hello.
Yes, hello.
Courtney, I just heard Louie talk to you right now about not being ready. All righty now.
I zoned out.
No worries. All righty now. Where? All right, here we go. What secret did you keep?
So that I had actually worked two jobs for my husband, so I would show him only one paycheck.
Wow.
And tell him that I didn't have enough money, so I'm going to keep $100 out of this one, so I would just have extra money to spend, and he wouldn't know I was spending.
All right, now, Courtney, what did you do with the extra time, though? Because if you got two jobs, was one full-time and the other part-time, or how did this work?
No, they're both part-time, but I told him one job that I had to stay after just to do, like, paperwork or something, and that I'd be done early. And then I would tell him that I went to go, like, with the kids or go to the park, but I'd actually be working.
I heard that. And how long did you do this, Courtney?
Probably about 3 years.
I heard that.
Whoa!
And what did you do with the money that you made on the side?
Oh, I went shopping. I went for some nice shoes.
I heard that. Are you and your husband still together?
It's 14 years together.
I heard that.
Wow.
I wonder what secrets he keeping. He probably got three jobs.
Yeah.
There it is right there.
Damn.
All right. Yeah.
She did that.
Hey, man, but it's the whole thing. Yeah, I was out with the kids, you know.
That's hard to hide.
Yeah, yeah.
And what? How do you hide the shoes and stuff when
I
you
know
go to?
I'll be like, man, are those new Jordans?
Like, yeah,
Courtney, you'd be like, yeah, happen to find them. Happen to find them.
He'd be like, who got you those? I'd be like, oh, I've been having these. He'd be like, oh, all right then.
I heard that.
Been having
these. Yeah, I've been like, didn't those just drop? Isn't that like the
It's like the new Nike drop. Like,
everything's on sale.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, everything is on sale.
Everything's on sale.
And then she said, not only did she have the second job, Courtney, you said out of the job that he knew you had, you would keep 100 out of that.
Yes, I was telling him I didn't have enough to let me save 100 so I could have it for extra spending.
I heard that. Oh, go ahead now.
Straight up.
All righty, man.
I would be mad if I was her husband.
That's why she didn't tell him.
Yeah. She knows.
Hey, Courtney, does he know now?
I told him to turn on the radio to start listening. I texted him while I was on. Oh. I was waiting.
Oh, okay. Oh. There it is. All righty. Okay. Yeah. Somebody going to buy a big screen to TV this weekend. Big screen. Like, man, I've been holding off. All righty. Y'all hit us up, Big Boys Neighborhood.
This is Big Boys Neighborhood on demand.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip hop, Big Boys Neighborhood. Don't forget Big Boys Bankroll. It is back. We're going to call out that first name for that $1,000 tomorrow at 8:25. Make sure you register at real923la.com. Keyword bankroll. Remember, I can't call your name if I don't have your name. So make sure you go ahead and register right now. Big Boys Neighborhood. All righty now, Natalia, I knew you would do this story. This is Idris Elba.
I love Idris Elba so much. And he's got a new movie coming out called Beast. And in the movie, he plays a dad. And I don't know if you know this, but in real life, it just is a dad. He has a daughter who's trying to get into the, you know, the business. She's trying to be an actress. But it turns out that she auditioned for this movie, didn't get the role, and it didn't quite go the way that he thought.
Damn. Exactly. Yeah.
Interestingly enough, my daughter auditioned for this role. She wants to be an actress, and she auditioned. And, you know, it came down to chemistry in the end. You know, my daughter and I, she's great, but yeah, the relationship in the film and the relationship between my daughter was the chemistry wasn't right for a film, weirdly enough. Mm-hmm. She didn't. My daughter didn't talk to me for about 3 weeks.
Dang.
3 weeks.
Hey, man, not only that, he laughed.
Yeah, for real.
I know. I can understand the chemistry and us not being, you know, but if dad is laughing too, I'm like, damn, dad.
Ow, yeah. That kind of hurt.
But you know what? Hey, man, that... artist.
It happens sometimes, and like I know, like a lot of people were like, "Oh, he should have just given her the role that like I'd be giving my daughter the role." But then other people, if she got the role, "Oh, you only got it because you're Idris Elba's daughter."
Like when Ice Cube's son O'Shea played Ice Cube in Straight Outta Compton, he had to audition multiple times. He had to get acting lessons and everything, and he nailed it.
Yes.
Yeah. He nailed it.
He did. But he made him go through the same thing that, you know, any actor or actress would have to go to. But at the same time, when I did hear this story, I was like, dang, that sucks, Pops. Because my dad one time, I feel like he burned me one time when we went to Dodger Stadium, and we brought an umbrella because it was raining, and they wouldn't let us bring it in. And so my dad was like, all right, we'll take it back to the car. And I'm like, okay, come on, let's go. And he goes, no. You take it back to the car. And he's like, I'm going in the stadium.
Damn.
I was like, no, just throw it away. I don't want to walk all the way back to the car. And he goes, no, take it back to the car. He gave me the keys. And then he just straight walked in, and all the security guards are like, oh.
Hey, man. And if anyone's been to Dodger Stadium, nothing's close.
Nothing is close,
man.
No VIP parking, nothing.
Wow.
We were far. And I was like, the whole time I was like, dang, my dad dissed me.
You should have drove off. I know you're a Dodger fan and you wanted to see the game, but I would have taught him a lesson that day. I would have learned a lesson. Hey, I can't bring an umbrella to Dodger Stadium.
Yep.
And I would have learned a lesson. He would have learned a lesson like, man, I shouldn't have had her walk to the car.
Hello.
Because I would have drove home.
Yeah.
I would have drove home. All righty, now hit us up. How did your parents dish you?
Oh, wow.
How did your parents dish you? 866-246-8923. That's 866-246-8923. Big Boys Neighborhood.
This is Big Boys Neighborhood on demand.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop. Big Boys Neighborhood. Beautiful day in the neighborhood. Don't forget, Big Boys Bankroll. It is back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Going to call out that next name tomorrow at 8:25 for that $1,000 from Big Boys Bankroll. Remember, I can't call your name if I don't have your name. So make sure you register right now at real923la.com, keyword bankroll. All righty now, Big Boys Neighborhood, we are asking, how did your parents dish you? Let's bring Brandon into the neighborhood, see what's going down with Brandon. Brandon, hello.
Hello.
Hello there,
what's
Brandon. What's going on, Brandon? Brandon, how did your parents dish you, Brandon?
Man, so I broke my leg skateboarding when I was about 18 years old. And my mom, she was so mad because I broke all my bones skateboarding growing up, and she didn't want me skateboarding no more. So she said, I lied to her and said, I didn't break it skateboarding. And she brings out a Bible, you know Mexican moms, right? Oh, she brings out a Bible, says, swear to God that you weren't skateboarding when you broke your leg. I said, Mom, I don't want to go to hell.
Right.
So I told the truth, and She made me drive to the hospital with a broken leg. Mind you, it was my right leg. So, yeah, wow. might have caused a little more damage, but, you know, couldn't diss God, you know what I mean?
You're like, dang, mom, you got to bring God into it? Yeah, that's... Hey, man, yeah, so was she in the car with you when you had to drive to the hospital on a broken leg, or she sent you by yourself?
No. She sent me by me. She said, work from home. She said, I'm going back to work.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely so. Definitely so. Yeah, I'll be like, I'm not getting in there. Your leg's broken. Yeah. That's one of the things.
I might have broke my other leg on the way to the hospital.
You're like, Mom, do you love me or not? Like, man, if you love me, you wouldn't put me out there.
I don't think you love me in that moment.
Man, so do you still skateboard now, Brandon?
From time to time. I'm 30 now, so not really that much.
I heard that. Look at him. He still ain't learned his lesson. Yeah. He's like, yeah, Big, sorry I couldn't call you. As soon as I wanted to, my wrist is broken from another little accident that I had. How did your parents diss you? Hit us up, 866-246-8923. That's 866-246-8923, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
This is Big Boy's Neighborhood on demand.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, Big Boy's Neighborhood. Don't forget Big Boy's Bankroll. It is back tomorrow morning at 8:25. We're going to call out that first name to get you that $1,000. Remember, I can't call your name if I don't have your name. So make sure that you register right now at real923la.com, keyword bankroll. How did your parents diss you? Let's bring Victoria into the neighborhood. Victoria, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Victoria. Victoria, how did your parents diss you?
So I was a college student working 2 part-time jobs, trying to make ends meet. And to save on some gas money, I would stay at my boyfriend's house about 2 days a week. Mm-hmm. And my mom hit me with, either you're staying there or you're staying here. My house ain't a storage. Needless to say, my boyfriend of 4 months at the time, we are now together for 9 years.
Go ahead now. There it is. She said either you...
It's his 30th birthday.
Happy birthday. What's his name, Victoria?
His name is Lalo.
Lalo, happy birthday to you. So your mom was like, you either stay, this is not a storage house. So did you move immediately or did you wait around a little bit?
I had to take my stuff. She was like, either you pack it or I'm going to pack it.
Wow. Oh.
Now, does she like Lalo now?
Oh, she loves him. Oh.
There it is.
We have the one and only grandson out of 11 grandkids.
Oh. Wow.
11 of them.
Wait,
10
you have,
girls.
Yep.
Jesus.
Within the family.
I'm not 11. In total, there's 11.
Man, and it's only one boy?
Yep, and that's
See?
My boy.
There it is. Victoria, your mom almost messed it up. Your mom almost messed it up. Just think if you would have thought, like, man, I got to stay here.
Yeah.
And then she would have called her Lalo and been like, Lalo, we got to break up, you know? Then she wouldn't even be on the phone doing this segment
exactly.
with us.
Exactly.
Man, man, you see how God works?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you probably thinking like, oh, you know, I met Lalo. That's a blessing. Oh, we
I
have
mean,
a...
Now he's making bank and paying my bills. So
I ain't mad at you. And she probably thinking, oh, we have a son together. Blessing. We're married. Blessing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My mom has her first grandson out of 11. Blessing.
Wow.
The real blessing is we got her on the phone with us.
Yeah.
It was a segment. You know what I'm saying? That's how God works. You know?
Yeah.
All that other stuff is cool. But God being that did. We needed someone on the phone with us, boom, got it. Big Boy's
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy. I ain't leaving this neighborhood.
Hey, this is your partner, Big Boy, from Big Boy's Neighborhood on iHeartRadio.
Big Boy.
Here's another In Case You Missed It moment with us. Natalia is up in here.
If as a neighborhood we were going to get a matching tattoo, what do you guys think we should get? Because I have an idea.
I'll get Natalia.
Like the name?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
So everyone has to get Natalia?
Yeah. What would you get?
I thought we could get like a microphone.
No, hey, man, stop laughing.
No. We're in radio, microphone.
Stop it, Lou. I heard worse.
No?
Once before.
What
once
about
before,
a heart?
I heard worse.
A heart with eyes on it.
Because you want it to be owned by iHeart. Got it.
No.
Wow. Hey, dude, I don't
smile.
Put no company logos on me.
Nothing
close. I'm not putting no. I don't.
I said we just do some like roulette thing where we just put something on a wheel and just spin
because
it.
Because the way I get rid of people?
No.
Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio. Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop. Don't forget Big Boy's Bankroll. It is back tomorrow, Thursday at 8:25. Your chance at $1,000 starts at 8:25. Then we got you covered every hour from 8:25, 9:25, and 10:25. And remember, I can't call your name if I don't have your name. So I'm telling you, early, you want to register right now at real923la.com.
keyword bankroll. Big boys Big neighborhood. Boy. All righty, Ani's up in here. What up, Ani?
What up, Big?
Oh, nothing in case you missed it. Who we got?
Logic.
My man, Logic. Hello.
Biggie's currently on tour with Wiz Khalifa. And
yes,
they
he
were
is.
While they were in New York, he was like, you know what? I want to go to a Yankees game. I want to throw the first pitch. And that's exactly what he did. They were super excited. He was super excited. They were like a two-time Grammy winning nominated. And then he came. He had a lot of fun. And
two-time Big, Grammy winning nominated?
Yeah. Okay. But Big, when he was in the neighborhood one of the times, I thought this was really crazy. But he talked to us about his last album, Vinyl Days, and he said like there was a different way that he got features on there. This is how he did it.
This kid that I, when he was 11 years old, I picked him out of the crowd and he came on stage and rapped my whole gang related. And he was rapping it all. Get down to lay down, hit you with the Beretta, you better stay down, straight shots
at
the playground.
11? Living
how, yeah, at 11. And he was like, Mom, can I say the bad words and all this? And he like, but well, actually, I brought him up twice, two separate times by accident. I didn't know. I signed him. He's a producer. He's
oh, my
14
Lord.
Now. This is his first major placement
what's
on this.
What's his name again?
His name is JRB.
Okay.
And then there's this incredible queen. Her name is Nezzy Mamadou. Came to America when she was 15 from Africa. Mm-hmm. And her parents brought her here, and then she went to college, and now she's in her 30s, and I just discovered her rapping. She killed Nigeria. And she was just rapping. I'm just looking at this chick, just rap. And, like, nobody really knows who she is. And so I hit her up, and I'm like, yo, you are dope. Like, you are dope. And she was like, oh, my God. I was like, will you be on my album? She was like, what?
Damn.
Like, she, like, almost cried. Like, she couldn't believe it. And I was like, yo, you're amazing. She was like, I'm just a regular schmegular. I work in finance. I was like, girl, you ain't regular nothing. You are beautiful. You're amazing.
And
you're
you
talented.
Found her where?
And I found her on TikTok.
Hey, man, it's crazy how that can be a tool. And when we say about social media, it's not all bad. Because
yo, yeah.
you can find something. You could be blessed or be a blessing to something. You got to think.
See, but most don't, though.
Right.
And I'm like, why not? You know, and that's not me calling nobody out. I'm like, okay, cool. You put your homie on. I've put my homies on. But, like, we have the power to change someone's life. Whether mm-hmm. we put them on our album, we give them a verse, we tweet out their stuff one time. But, like, artists don't really do
Did
that.
Did you have that for you?
Hell no.
Yeah. Not at all. Damn, that's I remember that. That's hell of a.
Yeah, like, I think that's so cool because I'll see people on TikTok, like, whether it's artists or people just singing, showing their voice, and yeah. that really can help you get on someone's album or help you do something.
Hey, Ani, what's your talent? I know you got, like, you do a lot of things, but do you have what they would call a talent, aside from radio and things of that nature?
I think I could dance because I used to
Hilarious.
Be in dance classes. But
Come
I,
on,
I have a trophy
Hilarious.
For dancing.
We've
Hilarious.
Never seen you dance. You don't
never.
Do TikToks. You don't do participate
because
in
dance. Because I don't do dumb TikTok videos. Like,
you're
lucky, they
don't
know.
Man, because I was going to ask Louis his, but we got to wrap it up. All righty, y'all stick around. Y'all radios, Big Boy
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy. You're inside Big Boy's Neighborhood. Full show episode podcast.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, Big Boys
Big
Bankroll.
Boy.
It is back tomorrow,
it's
Thursday,
back,
starting
baby.
At 8:25. Your chance at $1,000 happens every hour at 8:25, 9:25, and 10:25. Mm-hmm. We call out your name. You got 20 minutes to hit us back. But you know what? I can't call out your name
yep.
if I don't have your name.
We need to
So make sure you register right now at real923la.com, keyword bankroll. And once again, bankroll starts tomorrow at 8:25. We're going to call out that first name. Big Boys
Big
Neighborhood,
Boy.
Natalia is up in here. Natalia, quiet quitting.
This is a trend, Big, that has been
is that
going
like
around.
The AMSR or whatever it is?
No, it's like, not really.
I quit.
Okay, you can stop. You can stop doing that. So
I quit. All right, go ahead.
All right, no, this is actually a way that people are dealing with their job now. And like I said, it's a trend that's been going on in the internet. And someone explained it pretty well. This is quiet quitting.
Hate your job, but you don't want to quit? Try being lazy instead. That's right. A lot of people are just kicking back and taking it easy instead of quitting their jobs, and it's actually working. Doing the minimum amount necessary in order to still maintain your position. Because let's face it, companies are very desperate right now to hire people, especially skilled people. And some people are saying, hey, the minimum amount is still better than no amount.
Hey, dude, that is a horrible message to send out.
I mean, yes, of course.
And we as lazy Americans would do that.
Yes, yeah, we would.
There's no other country that has a good workforce that would say, you know, do the minimum.
Yes.
You know, now, don't judge us because that's what we do here. But for some reason, y'all like it.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Well,
it could be, and Jason and I, we talk, it could be way better. But if the numbers are healthy and, you know what I'm saying?
Well, this is the thing. He did say this is mainly largely in corporate America. So, like, those.
We are in corporate
Hell
America.
Yeah, we are.
I think we're
the
a little bit different.
Company.
I mean, we are a corporate company, but it is a little different what we do here. I don't think that we can get away with that. But they were.
You
saying,
get away with it all the time.
No, I don't.
This segment.
No.
No, just, no, no, no.
No. No, but this is what they were saying. Like, so my husband used to work in finance, and so I know exactly what this guy is talking about. That they put so much pressure on you, and the like, too much of like, you have to give up everything and all the hours. Like, Matt would literally sit at work and be like, I'm done with all my work. Why do I have to stay here until 5 o'clock on the dot if it's like 4:30 and I'm done? Like, I should be able to leave. But they're saying now, because people are looking for skilled workers, that you can kind of get away with just being like, I'm just going
to
do this.
I still think it's a bad message to send out.
Well, this is another message that's being...
Well, if you're going to go out, might as well go out slowly.
Yeah.
Right.
This is another trend that's going on. And it's saying if you have a new job, don't give them 110% in the beginning because you will just burn out. So when you start a new job, 95%.
I do that with trainers.
Oh.
Because when they know what you can do, they up it.
That's true. Yeah,
so I always just like, you know what I'm saying? Ooh, get hurt. Oh, I'm out of breath. Do you have a trash can I can throw up in? You know, they're like, Big, we haven't even started. Like, okay. Sorry about that. All righty, y'all stick around. Y'all radio's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
This is Big Boy's Neighborhood on demand.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, Big Boy's Neighborhood. And Bankroll. It is back, ladies and gentlemen. Your chance at $1,000 happens every hour at 825, 925, and 1025. We're going to call out that first name tomorrow at 825. Make sure you register right now at real923la.com. Keyword Bankroll. Big Boy's Neighborhood, Louis G up in here. What up, Lou Dog?
I got some monkey news up here, guys. From around the world.
Yes, man. We got to get a monkey news intro. We're coming up with a lot of monkey news, man.
That's real true. It seems like every week something's happening, man.
You finally need a little monkey news. Remember the one that was with the...
The narcos.
The narcos, yeah.
Fighting over there in Mexico.
He had a little cartel monkey. Maybe he had a little, like, bulletproof vest
on. Hell yeah, he did.
Yeah,
poor little one. Hell
yeah, he did, man.
All right, so we're going to California, right? San Luis Obispo. There was a zoo that got a call from 911. And this call ended up happening. And, you know, sometimes when 911 emergency responders get those calls and people hang up, they call back.
Yeah,
and if they don't answer, then they kind of send somebody over there to check it out. And that's exactly what they did. They sent some deputies over there. Come to find out, that 911 call was called by a monkey.
911 emergency.
Is that the real audio?
That's the audio I got.
Oh, okay. All right. How about this?
911 emergency.
Hey, man.
What's the matter?
What's the matter?
Where do you live?
Hey, man, please tell me we produced that audio.
I can send someone out to help you.
We produced that audio, right? Okay. I was gonna say, what the hell? But that's the way it sounds, I guess.
Yes. I guess this monkey ended up grabbing one of the cell phones that some of the park people or the zookeepers use.
Uh-huh.
And then they're just dialing 911.
Hey, man.
And the deputies got called to the zoo.
Very human.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Can you imagine? And you don't have one with a monkey or the Postmates, do
no,
you?
Not at all.
Oh, yeah. It was either Postmates or it was one of those.
That's what I figured the 911 call would have sounded like.
Yeah, man.
Bro. Like, what the hell's happening here, man? Are you monkeying around or what's going on?
Yeah. Ah, ladies.
There you go. Thank you,
the
guys.
Man said,
thank
are you. Are you monkeying around?
Thank you.
Man, this is crazy, man.
Imagine that monkey going back to the other monkeys and be like, yo, dog, I got the cell phone.
Yeah.
Like, who you guys want to call? Yeah. Who do we call first?
They doing monkey taps.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Monkey
got
taps.
Got the monkey tap. You be like, hello, who is this? Hello? Hello? Sir? You calling the credit card company? Hello? Hello, sir. All right, I think you guys get it. I don't think I need to go on anymore. I should have quit on the first monkey. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I need to do my quiet quitting. All right, y'all stick around. Y'all radio's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
I ain't leaving this neighborhood.
Big Boy. Hey, it is your partner, Big Boy, from Big Boy's Neighborhood on iHeartRadio.
Big Boy.
Here's another In Case You Missed It moment with us. Natalia is up in here.
If as a neighborhood we were going to get a matching tattoo, what do you guys think we should get? Because I have an idea.
I'll get Natalia.
Like the name?
Yep.
Oh my God.
So everyone has to get Natalia?
Yeah. What would you get?
I thought we could get like a microphone.
No, hey, man, stop laughing.
No. We're in radio, microphone.
Stop it, Lou. I heard worse.
No?
Once before.
What
once
about
before,
a heart?
I heard worse.
A heart with eyes on it.
Because you want us to be owned by iHeart. Got it.
No.
Why? Wow. Hey, I don't
smile.
Put no company logos on me.
Nothing
close. I'm not putting no. I don't.
I said we just do some like roulette thing where we just put something on a wheel and just spin
because
it.
Because the way I get rid of people?
No.
Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio. Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, Big Boy's Bankroll. It is back tomorrow, Thursday, starting at 8:25. Your chance at $1,000 happens every hour at 8:25, 9:25, and 10:25. Mm-hmm. We call out your name. You got 20 minutes to hit us back. But you know what? I can't call out your name if I don't have your name.
We need to
So make sure you register right now at real923la.com, keyword bankroll. And once again, bankroll starts tomorrow at 8:25. We're going to call out that first name. Big Boy's Neighborhood. Natalia is up in here. Look at this here. Beyonce. Woo! Is in the neighborhood news. With Natalia, this is crazy.
Beyonce fans, get ready, get excited, because someone just spilled some tea for all y'all, and it involves a tour. Like, okay, so now that we have the album.
I love how you said for all y'all.
For all y'all.
Not for all of us. Yeah. You know?
So now that Beyonce has dropped Renaissance, which was number one on the charts, which was her seventh number one album.
Congratulations.
What's next? It's a tour, right? This is what the tour is going to sound like.
You won't break my soul, I'm telling everybody. Champagne through the ceiling, sipping it up, flicking it up. I gotta cool it down.
It's gonna be a party.
Yeah, man. She not gonna perform any hits?
No, she will, but those are some of the new songs off the album.
Renaissance.
No, she'll perform all the favorites and then, of course, some of the new album. But Ticketmaster done messed up it.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so here's what happened. Ticketmaster created an entire page for the Beyonce Renaissance Tour, which is supposed to be happening at the end of this year and the beginning of next year.
Uh-oh, what did they do?
But Beyonce hasn't announced anything. She hasn't, you know, put out any word that a tour is coming. She hasn't.
Damn, you saw it first.
I know. Sometimes they, like, I'm sure, obviously, they get a heads up in a sense of, like, okay, this is going to happen here. You know, start working on the code or whatever, just so that the site is ready.
Right.
But they were too quick with it, and they put up the page for the tour without an announcement from Beyonce.
That's crazy. Did they put all the surcharges and everything on there, too?
No, not yet. Okay, no, that's what they like to keep hidden from us. But obviously.
Yeah, you can get a $100 ticket for $355.
Hell yeah, you can, man. Yeah, that's so ridiculous.
Hell yeah.
But you know what? This is, I'm going to say
that. They charge you a paperless ticket tax, all kind of stuff.
Yeah, man. Stupid stuff. No, so stupid. But this is going to be, I want it to be the warning for all the Beyonce fans out there. Start saving your money now, because you know the tour is coming.
Right.
You know that it's going to happen.
Right.
And then, you know, obviously, we do know it's going to be expensive. Like you said, there's going to be the surcharges.
No,
and
she just got expensive tickets. I know that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know.
That's not even blaming on Ticketmaster.
Especially if you want a good seat. So start saving the money now. Stop spending. Cut out mimosas for a weekend. You'll be great.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to do that too.
Yeah.
The whole weekend.
Stick around your radio's Big Boy neighborhood.
This is Big Boy on Demand.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, Big Boy's neighborhood. Don't forget Bankroll. It is back. Your chance at $1,000 starts tomorrow at 8:25. We're going to call out that first name at 8:25. Then names at 9:25 and 10:25. I can't call your name if I don't have your name.
No.
So register right now at real923la.com, keyword Bankroll. Big Boy's neighborhood, Louis G is up in here, and it's time for...
It's time for Mom...
Hey, shut up.
...Knows Best.
Mom's Knows Best.
...with Louis G and his mom...
Don't be dumb.
...Lourdes.
You're not a kid, you're old man.
There it is right there, man.
And that right there was specifically for Jose when he tried to do a TikTok challenge and almost kill himself eating some hot sauce.
Oh, yeah. That was so stupid.
Yeah, it was stupid, bro.
Dude, we almost had to take him to the hospital. And he probably got 4 new followers. And to this day, 2 of them unfollowed.
Yeah. Yo, but this time around, Mom's Knows Best. Football season's right around the corner.
This is somebody's dad. Who does that? Like, I would get mad at Jaden for doing that.
It was funny.
He's a great father, but Jesus Christ, man.
Lourdes, I love you. Oh, I love my mom, bro. But yeah, football season is right around the corner, so I just had to ask her, are you ready for football season?
All right, here we go. Louis G, Mom's Knows Best. I'm here with my mom, Lourdes. It is time for football season. Baby, are you excited? Because football is about to start, Lourdes?
No, not really. I don't like football.
Why not?
Because, you know, on Sundays, especially when you have to work, I don't like, because you go on Sunday and you drink a lot and you have to work the next day. Or also, you bring a lot of friends and here in the house, and I don't like it. Sunday is for relax to me, not to deal with drunker men.
You don't like anything about football?
No, No, not really. Only when it's the how you call the Super Bowl. Aww. Only that day, because I know that day I like to celebrate. It's a lot of carne asada, mm-hmm. and it's exciting. Same. The only day I like the football.
Do you think Stephanie's a Chargers fan or a Raiders fan?
I think it's a Chargers.
I know.
Yes, Charger. Why?
I think she said why.
Yeah, why? She changed the mind or what?
I think so. Oh. Somebody bought her another jersey, a Raiders jersey. What do you think about that?
We has to kick out from here because he has only Chargers, not Raiders. no way.
What about Myra? Myra's a Raiders fan.
Oh, also her?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So you Chargers, your dad is Chargers. And I go with you guys, Chargers.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Hey, man, she dropped some jewels in that one.
Yeah,
hell yeah.
She changed the mind, huh?
Yeah.
Did Stephanie change the mind?
My, she was like, Myra?
Yep.
She didn't know either.
Man, I got this woman all in my kitchen and everything.
For reopening my
she probably
fridge.
Mad dogger when she came in like this. You know what I'm saying? All righty, Luigi, mom knows best right there. Big Boys Big Neighborhood. Boy.
Thank you for listening to Big Boys Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, Big Boys Big Neighborhood. Boy. Don't forget Bankroll. It is back, ladies and gentlemen, starting tomorrow morning at 8:25.
Yep.
We're going to call up that first name to get you your $1,000 from Big Boys Bankroll. Remember, I can't call your name if I don't have your name.
Come on.
So make sure you register right now at real923la.com. Keyword Bankroll. Big Boys Big Neighborhood. Boy. Ani's up in here. What up, Ani?
What up, Big?
Oh, nothing the other day. Who we got?
Chloe Bailey
for the other day. Come on.
Big, she is going to be at our iHeart Day stage September 24.
Yes, and I will in be Vegas. There.
Yeah, yes. And you have a really cool place where people could come hang out with you and watch Chloe perform.
Yes, we have a VIP experience that's going on over there. Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Can't wait,
and I went to the powers that be. I went to iHeart. I said,
that's
hey,
right.
You know what I'm saying? I went to doctors and I grabbed him by his shirt. You know how I grabbed
him. Yeah,
I said, hey, man, for this Chloe Bailey thing, brother, we need a VIP experience.
Yeah.
Then I just pushed him back. You know what I'm saying?
Like, big. That's big. Like,
you know what I'm saying? I don't condone violence, but for you guys,
yeah, man. Yeah.
That's what I did.
Woo!
You know what I'm saying?
Love you, Big.
Somebody a fist bump. That's a real fist bump.
But Big, when we did have Chloe in the other day, we asked her, how did Beyonce discover her music?
So the crazy thing is, and I always feel like the universe always has these little signs, and I really don't feel like there's any coincidences in life. When I was 4 years old, the very first acting job I got, I played the younger version of her in Fighting Temptations. See? So we have photos together. I remember we would be dancing on the dance floor together, and that was when I was like, okay, I love this woman.
Right.
And, you know, yeah. I was four. I was like, she's so just, nice to me.
At that time, you're that pretty kid. Oh, that pretty little kid. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
Like, I hope so. Yeah. I hope so. But, yeah, so that's when I first met her. And then fast forward years and years later, she found us on YouTube and, you know, we got an email. Are you guys signed? And we're like, no, we're not signed. So then we saw her a month later and she was like, oh my gosh, she saw the picture. And then that's when it clicked. So it's really crazy to see how that happens. And I am just completely grateful for her because she has been in the exact same position that I'm in and my sister as well. And there's so much knowledge and so many like jewels that she'll give. And I'm really, really grateful for her.
So is it harder to be associated with Beyonce?
Honestly, it has helped us.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's hurt us at all. You know, just being under her, Beyonce, like she's insanely crazy. That's
but y'all
queen.
Talented too.
Yeah, and I think we were being signed to her. We were given a platform where people kind of paid attention to us. Mm-hmm. And then that's when people realized, okay, these girls are actually talented. Mm-hmm. And we actually work for everything that we have. It wasn't just handed to us.
So. And you were working beforehand.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm. See how positive I was?
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah, I love
that's
that.
That's why I was positive back in the days.
You still are.
Shut up. No, I'm
just kidding. Oh, my gosh.
Are you coming out to Vegas?
Yes, of course.
Radio music
yeah, because she's going to be at Area 15, which sounds like Area 51 to me, so I feel like crazy like
Don't tell nobody on that. We don't know if any aliens. Okay. We're not promoting any alien stuff.
No.
Y'all not going to see nothing at Area 15.
Yeah.
We got a VIP experience as well, and you can go ahead and check that out on our Instagram at Radio, at Big Boys Neighborhood.
Yep.
At Big Boys Neighborhood.
Woo!
Find out and come and hang out with us in Vegas,
come on.
Man. Believe that. That's the other day with Chloe right there, Big Boys Neighborhood.
You're inside Big Boys Neighborhood. Full show episode podcast.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, Big Boys Bankroll. It is back, ladies and gentlemen, starting tomorrow at 8:25. Your chance at $1,000 happens every hour at 8:25, 9:25, and 10:25. Remember, I can't call your name if I don't have your name. Yeah. So I advise you to register early. Listen to me. And you want to register right now at real923la.com. Keyword bankroll. Big Boys Neighborhood. Natalia is up in here. Natalia, Offset in the neighborhood news.
Yes, he's giving us new music. And no, it's not with his other friends from Migos. It's not a Migos thing. It's an Offset thing. So this is some music that he actually shared online. And it, after I play it, I'm going to tell you who produced it, which I'm very excited for. But this is a track called 54321. Do it for you. This
bro. Is that the name of the song or where you cue me down to play? Do it for you. This bro. You snooze, you lose.
So that is, again, very quick snippet, but that song is coming. Produced by Grammy Award winner Baby Keem.
Oh, go ahead,
isn't that
Keem.
Dope? I love Hello. It. So Baby Keem right now is on tour with Kendrick Lamar, who, yeah, he's related to Kendrick. But even Kendrick Lamar is saying Baby Keem is a musical genius. I think we've just seen, like, the ice of the tipper. The tip of the iceberg.
You got yourself. You got it. We all believed in you.
From Baby Keem. So now he's working with Offset. And so we're getting this new music very soon. But like I said, this is just Offset alone. And the question that everyone has been asking, we've had discussions in the neighborhood about it. Are Migos really done? Are they like fully broken up? Because we've seen Takeoff and Quavo, they're doing their own thing together.
And everybody is talking about it.
Everyone.
I was at a Chinese restaurant. The lady at the counter was talking about it.
Nah.
That show you everybody not talking about it.
A lot of people are talking about it. I do have one small theory, and I don't know if this is wrong, and maybe this is just me being hopeful that they're really not broken up. I sort of feel like the fact that they haven't mentioned anything, they haven't confirmed that Migos are completely done, I think they just like people talking about it, keeping their name out there. Quavo and Takeoff are going to be dropping their own music. Offset's dropping his own. And then at some point, they're just going to come back together and be like, look, we're always family. We're always together.
Yeah, that helps the brand.
Yeah, I think... Yeah, like I said, this is a little bit of my hopeful.
Quiet. You don't have a microphone in front of you on purpose.
This is me being a little hopeful that Migos aren't completely done. And it's so fine if they all work on music themselves.
Yeah, and if they don't come back together, what am I going to do with my life? That's the question.
That is a real question,
What's my real purpose?
Are we still going to get so much?
Yeah.
You're going to lose so much sleep?
Man, I don't know. It's going to be sad, man. I get up every day for Migos. And my kids and my family, too. Yeah, but Migos is number one, man.
Number one.
Yeah, man. Sometimes I pray to Migos.
Wow. Really?
Not. All right, let's stick around y'all radios. Big Boy Neighborhood.
Big Boy has left the building.